This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'ilu Nishmas, Rebbe Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rebbe Yoel Aryeh, Zecher Livracha. Kof Iyar, Tuesday the 30th of April, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Sfiris HaOmer, Hod.
Good morning, everyone. Shkoyach to everyone who is here, and it's see all these flashy posters everywhere. It's Megala that there are people who are have a certain level of hasmada every morning, 8:30. It's an inspiration to all of us. Someone, as I was walking in, someone said, "We're an inspiration to you." But Adarava, you are an inspiration to us. And shkoyach also to Dudi for having arranged all this. I even saw on the coffee outside, it says there's Torah Way coffee. So I would have thought. it's actually gold blend. It's gold blend. I noticed.
No, it's gold blend that's brought specially from Paris.
Really?
French gold blend.
French gold blend. You see, a chiddush. Ain based on This is it's French. Anyone who's a listener, please join us in the mornings over here for some French gold blend. And not just the coffee, but the Torah should also inspire us all. I wanted to speak about today. Today is the end of the week, the fifth week, which is Midas HaHod in Sfiras HaOmer. But I'd like to start off by asking a very important, interesting question, which is asked by the Shaarei Kedusha. Shaarei Kedusha, we all know, Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was the a Talmid of the Arizal. But Reb Chaim Vital wrote, although he wrote the Kitzvei, although he wrote the Kitzvei HaArizal, he also wrote one sefer of his own, a very short, thin sefer about the different midos of a person, how all of us are are comprised of different elements and different kochos ha-nefesh. And in the beginning, he asks a very interesting question. And the question had bothered me, and it should bother us all. And it's a question on the entire Torah, in a way. You know, we've got lots of mitzvahs in the Torah, 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Marke legagecha, you're going to have a sukkah, the sukkah's going to be 20 yamas high, kashrus, basa v'cholav, you know, a thousand halachas in basa v'cholav. You've got mila, you've got so many different mitzvahs, with so many minutiae, so many dikduke halachas in the Torah, 613 mitzvahs. But when we're looking at the Torah, and we try and identify how many of those mitzvahs are in fact midos like kas, like gaiva, zrizus, or kovod, or any other midah that we have, you've just got to open up Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, have a look at his 13 attributes, his 13 midas that he has. Why do we not have savlonus as a mitzvah in the Torah? Why do we not have Kaas or Gaiva? Yeah, you're right. We've got Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock, and according to the Rambam, that's Kaas. And you do have a pasuk which tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is Onov Mikol Odom. Why is it, though, that when we look at the Torah, isn't the ikar to get Midos Tovos? Isn't the ikar to become a mensch? Isn't that part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Why is that not expressed as one of the Taryag mitzvahs? And that is a question that Reb Chaim Vital asks on all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Interesting question. The second question is a question that I saw, I don't remember who asks it. I believe it may be the Nesiv HaSholem, the Slonim HaRebbe. But he asks the following question. And this short intro is just by way of starting to talk about what I really want to talk about. His question is, the first Rashi ala Torah, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says that the Torah should have started from Achodesh Azarachem. Why do we have the whole of Sefer Bereishis on the first 12 chapters of Sefer Shmos? To tell the Umos HaOlam, the Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The Ramban has the problem with that. You know, Lechora, you don't need the whole of Bereishis for that. His Mahalach is al Derech HaSod, that in fact, all of Bereishis, Shmos, or Shalakarish Baruch, he's got other ideas there as well. But Al Derech HaPshat, I want to know, what is the point of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Yes, it does give us a sense of understanding who we are, identity, where we come from. But what is the point of the whole of Sefer Bereishis and the first 12 chapters of Sefer Shmos? And the answer to this, these two questions, why are there no mitzvahs to do with Midos? That's question number one of Reb Chaim Vital. And question number two is, what is the whole of Sefer Bereishis really about? says Reb Chaim, says the Slonima, Rebbe the Siva Shalom, says amazingly. He says, so poshut, derech eretz kodmo la Torah. That's so poshut. He says, and the whole of Bereshis, and the whole of Sefer Bereshis, is there purely to teach us midos tovos. That is why we need it. Without derech eretz, we're never going to get to Kabbalah Satorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sof Maisav B'machshav HaTachil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted after Kafvav Doros to give us the Torah Lidei Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. That is the Kesher with which we're able to create the clearest, the closest, the most direct way which we're able to create a Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also we need to have what is called the Kelim. Imagine if we take an engine which is a Jaguar, you know, engine, a powerful car, and we stick it into a 1964 Morris Minor, you know, the ones with the woods on the back, you know, one of those, the very first ones, right? You try and put it in, within a second of the ignition going on, the car is going to fall apart. Why? Because in order for us to be able to receive and to be able to hold, to be able to understand the Kelim of being able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Kabbalah Satorah, through Torah itself, we have to first build our midos. We first have to build the rest of our binyan. We first have to become Balei Chesed. We have to understand the boundaries. We have to understand borders. We have to know what it means. We have to be able to identify and understand within ourselves what are our kochos hanefesh and really purify ourselves. And that is derech eretz kodmo la Torah. We learn that from Avram, from Yitzchak, from Yaakov. We first see an emes liYaakov, chesed laAvram, right? We learn the yesodos from our avos, from the whole of Sefer Bereshis. Bereshis is there to teach us derech eretz kodmo la Torah. In which case, the two questions are answered. Question number one was, why are there no midos? The answer is there are midos, but it's actually a prerequisite for Torah. Before we actually get to Limud HaTorah, before we get to the Tariag Mitzvahs, without being a mensch, without Derech Eretz, there is no Tariag Mitzvahs. It's a stira mineu bei. You cannot have a Jaguar engine in a Morris Minor. It just doesn't work. You cannot also have this Tariag Mitzvahs without first being a mensch. That's Derech Eretz Kodmo La Torah. And the second question as well, why do we need Bereshis? Of course, Bereshis is purely about that. Bereshis is purely to enable us to learn and understand these midos. This is exactly what Sfiras HaOmer is about. Sfiras HaOmer is Sheva Shavuos, Tamimos, to become Tomim, to become pure, to be able to receive Torah, Matan Torah. We need 7 weeks to be able to purify 7. The Balei HaKabbalah tell us. In fact, it's a pasuk. Reb Moshe Shapiro spoke last Thursday night, and he quoted this pasuk, and he spoke a little bit about it in Yerushalayim, Bahamonam. So all I'm doing is repeating his words. L'cha Hashem agdulu v'agvur v'atiferes v'anetzach v'ahot kicho b'ashamayim v'oretz l'cha Hashem mamlacha. You've got the 7 different kochos hanefesh that a human being has, and which is a prerequisite for Torah. Today is a special day. Today is the last day of the 5th week. This is the zenith, the peak of the 5th midah, which is called Hod. And what I'd like to do is, Einanu Esek Ben Istoros, right? Einanu Esek Ben Istoros, we know that we can't really delve into Kabbalah. All I can do, I don't know much Kabbalah. All I can do is repeat and try and identify, clarify what the Pachad Yitzchak says, and if it's okay for the Pachad Yitzchak, it's okay for us as well. But I often find that these ideas give me a special lift. They give me a Sromumus HaNefesh, and for that, it's very kedai to share it with you. You know, heard on a tape, Rabbi Orlovsky once said, Eskimos have got 400 words for snow, right? Famous 400 words for snow. We've got snow. In Eskimo language, whatever that may be, they have 400 words. Why? Because they live snow. Is it fluffy snow? Is it packed snow? Is it ice? Is it ice? Clear ice? Is it this ice? Is it black ice? Is it what kind of, if there are 400 words for snow, because they live snow. For us, we've got different ways of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what we live. But also in Yishtabach, we've got 15 different accolades for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the word for beauty, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are beautiful, yeah? Or that there is a beauty in our relationship with you and your relationship with us, has got many different words. And one of those words is Hod. And the question is, what does the word Hod mean? That's question number one. My mashgiach in Neri Sral of Baltimore was called Rav Eisenman. He wrote the Yecheskel art scroll. I don't know if you look it up, but it's he heard from the Pachad Yitzchak, who he learnt under, I believe, for a while. He said that Hadar Kavod Hodecha v'divrei niflasecha asicha. What does Hadar Kavod Hodecha mean in Ashrei? Right, Hadar Kavod Hodecha. Hadar Kavod Odecha, translated, or Hodna, Mshenkait, the beauty of your beauty of your beauty. And he was doing that as an intro to ask, you know, what is different about Hod, what is different about Hadar, what is different about Kavod, what are all these different tags that we append to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, or to the way in which he interacts with the world? What do we mean by the midah of Hod? And if we notice, interestingly, have a look on your sheet for a second. I hope I have one. I do. Oh, very good. I've got it. Thank you. If you have a look in the second box over here, I've quoted different psukim where the word Hod always comes with an additional word, which is Hodar, right? Hod v'Hodar lefonov, oz v'sifers b'mikdosho, shtapu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Right, hishtachavu is a sense of hoda'a, b'hadras kodesh, baruch Hashem, l'kai gadalt mod, hod v'hodar l'vashta. We know from baruch nafshi, from, like I just quoted, from Tehillim, adar kavod hodecha, and the last one, hod v'hodar l'fono, oz v'chedva b'mkomo. We've got often, when we have hod, we have an additional word, hodar, appended to it. And the question that Rav Huttner wants to know in this famous mimer of his, I don't know if it's famous, but it's the most beautiful mimer on Chanukah, which of course Chanukah is all about Midas HaHod. He wants to know, why is Hadar always appended? What is the meaning behind this? I'd like to learn together an amazing Ovis Rav Nosson over here. This Ovis Rav Nosson is actually repeated in Shas. It's in Shas, but it's most succinct without kashas and tirutzim over here in Avos Rav Nosson. So I've cut and pasted this quotation from Avos Rav Nosson, even though in the Rav Huttner he actually quotes the Gemara itself. But this little section from this mission of Avos Rav Nosson is really what's going to break open for us a particular koach that we have in our relationships with each other, in our relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, in understanding Torah at work, in at learning. I think this is it's a very, very important yisod. And if I can say that this week is all about this, and today is the peak of being able to focus on this, I think that is definitely true. Says the bottom box over here on your first page, Avos Rav Nosson Perek Mem Aleph, Le'olam Yehi Adam Rach Kakone V'lo Yehi Koshe Ko'erez. A person should always be flexible, pliable, soft, like the reed, V'lo Yehi Koshe Ko'erez, but you should not be hardened, immovable, unyielding, like the erez, like the cedar tree. Makoneze, you look at this reed, Kol Aruchos Bo'os V'noshvos Bo. When all the winds come, they blow on this reed, which is standing in the field. Holech ubo imohin. The reed bends and moves in with the wind. Domamu haruchos. But when the winds are silent, what happens? Choser hakone omeid bimkomo. The reed goes back and stands upright again. What's happening over here? There's a reed standing in a field. The wind comes. As the wind pushes it, it bends into the wind stops, it flips back. Lefikach, therefore, third line, Zacha kone litol hemenu kulmus lichtov sefer Torah. That's why the reed had the zchus of being able to write the sefer Torah because of its flexibility. There is meaning to this. And as the Torah is teaching us that this is essential to being able to write the Torah, you need to be flexible. Aval Erez, but in contrast and contradistinction, Erez, Eino Omed Bimekomo, it does not stand in its place. Elokevan Shenoshva Ruach Turomis, when the southern wind, the most powerful wind blows, what happens? Okroso Vahufachto Alponov, it uproots the tree, snaps it in half, turns it upside down. Masofo Shalerez, what's going to happen to this Erez, etc. Mashlichno Salaor, you make furniture from it, maybe you throw it into the fire. Mikan Omru, look at the last line. Therefore, a person should always be pliable like the reed and not hardened like the cedar tree. When I saw this, it just hit me right there. It's gewaldic. You have to hear an amazing, amazing image. Two amazing images. The first image is a reed, and the reed, when the wind comes, it's flexible, it's pliable. At a certain moment, the wind stops, it flips back. You have a cedar tree, a tall, proud, strong cedar tree, and the wind blows, nothing, it doesn't move. The wind blows harder, doesn't move. Strong. When the wind is too strong, it snaps, it's finished, it's gone. At what point, this Mishnah is teaching us that the reed is stronger than the cedar tree. At what point do we see that the reed is stronger than the cedar tree? When there's a strong wind, but more than that. No, after what happens after the very strong wind? When it is still, when everything falls down, when everything is all over, you see the tremendous strength of the reed being able to stand up again. Now listen to this, Rabbi Osai. The word hod comes from the word hodah, modim anachnu lach, bending. The word hodar comes from the word hadron alach, or return. Says Rav Huttner, I think this is, it's mavil. Says Rav Huttner, hod and hodar means that we know and we have the ability to bend in the wind, to acquiesce, and I'm going to give a few examples, as he does, of when we actually do this. Hod means you're bending into the wind, you're being moda. There's someone else, there's another deyo, there's another das. Something is entering your airspace. What do? You bend in the wind. The strength is that you realize that the bending is not a bending of weakness. Adarabha, it's a bending of strength. Because he is able to bend, because the reed is able to bend, he's able to promote. It's long-lasting. It's able to promote the relationship. I think, you know, I'm going to jump straight to a practical, real example that we all face. You know, my wife, Esty, asks me, take out the garbage. I don't want to take out the garbage. You take out the garbage. Yeah? No. Chas v'shalom, right? But I that is a cedar tree. Bending in the wind means, okay, I know that I don't want to. I know that the garbage is... So I'm going to do it. None of it. Why? Because what it does is it promotes the relationship. It's a bending in order to last longer. Shalom Bayis, exactly right. To promote the relationship, says the Gemara that Leolam Paomim. Sometimes Bitula Zuhi Kiyuma. Sometimes you've got to be Mevatel Torah, and that is the Kiyum of Torah. Bitula Zuhi Kiyuma is an example of Hod and Hadar in our relationship with the Torah. Sometimes, yes, it's, you know, I'm in yeshiva, say it's 12:30, I know that if I don't go to bed now, tomorrow, forget about it, there is going to be no learning, right? Or I'm going to be droopy the whole day. So you go to bed, I'm right in the middle of a sugya, or I could learn for another 2 hours now. Bitula zuhi kiyuma. Famously, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah that tells us that when you go to sleep with the intention of getting up in the morning to learn, those 8 hours of your sleep are counted towards the learning. What does that mean? Pa'omim bitula zuhi kiyuma, meaning hod and hodar. Sometimes we have to be pliable and flexible in order for us to be able to maintain. Someone, you know, there is a martial art that works like that. No, does anyone? I'm not so familiar with martial arts, but when I was looking into this, I found there's a martial art called Aikido, where the whole martial art is about being able to, someone punches you, you move out of the way, and then you bounce back, or whatever it is. But the mahalach hadvarim is hod and hodr pa'omim bitula zuhi kiyuma. Let's have a look over here. There are a number of amazing examples, which we may and may not have time for in the 10 minutes that's left for us. have a look over here at the top of the next page. The giving of the Torah, topical, Shavuos, is tonight in 2 weeks. Matan Torah, this is probably the most famous Gemara that everyone has seen, probably hundreds of times. I've only quoted half of what I wanted to see in it, but it'll be good enough for us. But Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the Gemara in Shabbos Peiches B'shal she'olal Moshe el Amarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, Omru Malachi Asharis v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali lud isha beinenu, what is a mortal, what is a human being doing amongst us? Omar Lahen, Hashem responds to Malachim, Lekabel Torah ba, he's come to take the Torah, Omru Lefanov. Chmuto genuzo, chemto genuzo, shegenuzo locho teisha meos v'shivim v'arba'o, Doros Kodim Shenivra Olam, a precious treasure which has been 974 generations before the Torah was created. The world was created. Atom of Vakish Libna Lebasav Adam, you want to give that to the human being? 974 generations, of course, the 26 generations, the first 26 generations of Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, and Elef, what is it? There was a tzivui le'elef dor. There were 1,000 generations. This, I'm sure, is a tif inyan that I've got no idea about. But 974 generations before the Torah, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want to give it to mere mortals? Yeah. Ma enosh kitis karenu, uben adam kitif kedenu, Hashem adonenu, ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, asher tzna hodcha al hashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing? Don't give it to people. What are they? And later in the Gemara, you know, they're not capable of keeping this pristine, amazing Torah. Your rotzim, they're not able to. Tna hodcha al hashamayim. Don't allow this hod to express itself. Leave this hod in shamayim. What does that mean? Leave this hod in shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, keep this up here in shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to fight for it. You have to do it yourself. Omar Lafonov, I'm scared. They're going to destroy me, these malachim. So he says, hold on to my kisa. I come and answer them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu then says, did you go down to Mitzrayim? Do you have this? Do you have that? Are you able to do any of the physical mitzvahs? No. It belongs to us. That is what the Gemara says. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu wrestles away the Torah from Shemayim. Tznahudcha ala Shemayim. What does it mean, Lein Yoneinu? What does it mean? Tznahudcha ala Shemayim. Ultimately, the Torah is pristine. When it comes into Olam Hazeh, we can do shkarim. That's not MS. You know, this is Almud Shikra. We can do Averis. That would be a denigration of Torah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, B'davka, B'tula Zuhi Kiyuma, I'm going to send the Torah down, Tznahod Chol HaShamayim, and ultimately, that's going to allow Torah to flourish, and that's what Dovid HaMelech means in Ashrei. In the box it says, Hadar Kavod Hodecha V'divrei Niflosecha Asicha, the Hadar of your Hod, I will pronounce. I will be Mekayim, that Hakzara of the Tiferes Yisrael, of the Torah, back, Machzirina, Torah LeYoshna, that is going to be a rectification of that hod. The Malachi Asher said, Tzna hod chal Hashamayim, don't kind of bend, don't give in, don't allow this Torah to be sullied. And what we're trying to do is be machzir that. That's in Hadar. There is an even more powerful expression of this. And I, again, the idea is really stunning, and really it needs a lot of just thinking about in all aspects of our life. You know, when I have a problem at work, you know, I have a you know. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi's work is different. But if I have an issue that I have to deal with in the kehillah, with people, whatever, sometimes you're working to try and solve the problem. When does the answer come? When you've worked, and then you just stop thinking about it for a minute. You know, you go, all of a sudden, it pops into your head. Why? Okay, that is definitely siyata d'shmaya, but the way that the human being works is that you try, and sometimes, bitula zuhi kiyuma, you stop. And that allows you to actually get there. You know, when Yaakov Avinu bows down to Esav, yeah? Yaakov Avinu is giving in to Esav. Bows down to Esav. Ad ovo adoni seira, until I come and meet you in Seir, chipasnu b'chol ha-mikros, we've looked everywhere, he never does. It's a reference to La'asid Lovo. Ultimately, V'olim Hashem B'har Tzion Lishbotas Har Esav. What is Yaakov Avinu doing in Vayishlach, bowing down? The answer is Bitula Zugi. I now have to bow down. In Golos, we have to deal in such a way. We are bowing to Esav, but not because we be'etzam are bowing. It's because that stance of bowing, it's a midah in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, something which He allows us to do. It's a way in which we are able to ultimately overcome, to ultimately live through. You know, everyone else has a famous quotation that, I forgot, I think it was Mark Twain or whatever it is, everyone always quotes it, that the Romans are gone, and this is gone, and they are gone, and there, everyone's gone. But ultimately, the Jew lives forever. What is the secret of his immortality? You know, part of it is the ability for us to bow down. That is Derech Agav, why the whole of Chanukah is Midas Ahud, says Vodna, because the whole of Chanukah, now it's not Chanukah, but the whole of Chanukah is Midas Ahud, because that's exactly what it is. Yaftaluk in the Yefes V'yishkan V'olei Shem, that we're able to use the beauty of Yefes to promote the Torah of shame. What are we wearing? You know, M&S, right? What are we doing? You know, we're eating Western food. We're eating kosher Western food, but we're eating Western food. The surroundings that we have very much are the levush, the exterior levush. But we use that in order to promote our own Yiddishkeit. There's another amazing example, which I really do want to get in before the clock strikes 9, which is, have a look at this last box over here. Mizmor Shirli Yom HaShabbos Tov LaHodos LaHashem VeLezamer LaShimcha Elyon. We all know this every Shabbos. Tov LaHodos LaHashem. What is stated in Mizmor Shirli Yom HaShabbos? The famous problem of Tzadik, Veralo, and Rasha, Vatovlo. Have a look at this pasuk. Ches befroch, Rishon, Kmo Esev, when Rishon sprout like the grass, V'yatzitzu kol pa'alei oven, and all evildoers, you know, are so many, they peek out of the ground. What is it for? It is Lehishomdom Adei Ad. It's for their ultimate destruction. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are Rishon around. Chilul Hashem. When are they gonna stop being the karker b'heichal? You know, what is ayei no resech? Where so much chilul Hashem going on? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, when there is a rasha, a tovlo, what is it ultimately for? It's lishamdom adei ad, and the tzaddik as well. Have a look, pasuk tzaddik katamar yifrach. Tzaddik will sprout like a tamar, like a palm tree. What does a palm tree look like? Says the Maharal in Perek Yud Tes of Netzach Yisrael. What does the palm tree look like? It's thin, and it's thin, and it's thin, and thin, and thin, and thin. And then 50 meters high, all of a sudden it sprouts. Olam Hazeh, Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. The Tzadik, you can't see it by Olam Hazeh, because it's short, it's small, it's narrow. All of a sudden, ultimately it's going to flower at the end. That is exactly, says over here, I've quoted Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the Pisrei Sharon of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, that it's famous, I think, that the idea of Netzach and Hod is Tzadik Veralo and Rasha Vatovlo, that ultimately Hod is Rasha Vatovlo, and Olam Hazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachal bending into the Rasha, that's his Hod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is bending into Chilul Hashem, but ultimately it's for the Hadar L'Asid Lover, where it's going to be Le'Shamdom Adayad, where it's ultimately for Kavod Shemayim. And that is I think a very, very choshev nekuda for today. I'm just going to end up with the story. I see I've got 1 minute. Do I have 1 minute? Sort of a minute. I have 1 minute, alright. The famous story they related at the Levaya of Rav Shach. Rav Shach, once someone came up to him, a younger man, someone from the Kola must have been in Ponovich, and says, my wife, she doesn't treat me with enough kavod. So Rav Shach said, what do you mean? Rav Shach said, well, she says I've got to take out the garbage. I don't want to take out the garbage. It's not kavod. She should have a bit of kavod HaTorah. I'm learning. I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm even a Magid Shir. And I'm good. So Rav Shach says, okay, no problem. You're right. Let me get back to you. Let me think about it. The next day, there's a knock on their door. Who's at the door? It's Rav Shach. Rav Shach, I'm here to take out the garbage. That's what Rav Shach said. What is it? It is the ability for a real gadol to be able to do maisim katanim, being able, that's how Rav Hudna ends his mimer, that the ability for a Adam Gadol, someone who's truly an Adam Gadol, is to be able to do maisim katanim in order for him to be able to have true godless. And real godless is that, being able to lower yourself. Ultimately, that lowering is the springing back of the reed. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zocher to think about this, and there's so much more, obviously, in this idea, that we should only l'hagdil Torah, l'ha'adir, we should only continue with Yashikayach.